Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for our fabulous author, friend, poet, Beverly Nadler, her wonderful daughter, Dr. Denise, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner with tips galore. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find this show to be a terrific teacher. Great authors like Ted Ciuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Fun impersonations and improvisations add to the show's Transfundmation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is open, or else you can call. Your comments are welcome. We appreciate them all.
Want to change your life? Change your approach. Hire Joyce Barry to be your life coach.
That's a good idea, actually. Ted Ciuba endorsed us. He's a world-renowned author with perhaps 20 books, best known for his extremely good book, The New Think and Grow Rich. He's the foremost authority on Napoleon Hill. And I would say my foremost authority on health and friendship is Beverly Nadler, who's with us today for a very heartwarming show called Be Kind to Humankind. And we say embrace kindness every day. Know that simple acts of kindness can transform your life as well as theirs. See how acts of kindness and compassion can truly make a profound difference in your life. So join us for this inspiring and uplifting show. And I have to say, Beverly Nadler, you are very uplifting and inspiring every day. So be kind every day, be uplifting and inspiring every day, and you can't go wrong. Welcome to the show, my dear friend.
Hello, my dear friend. This is a pleasure, as always, to be on the show. And we are presenting something that is so, so important in these days. Did you know there was such a week as Be Kind to Humankind Week? Because I certainly didn't until a very short time ago. This year, 2019, the week was August 25th to August 31st. And while we didn't know about it at that time, we decided that it's such an important, just this whole era that we're going through, this subject is so important that we would do this show about it. And it's a perfect week because yesterday was the anniversary of one of the most traumatic events in American history. And we want to take a moment to honor the many extraordinary first responders who risked their health and in many cases their lives to assist by going down to ground zero as workers and also as the people who supported the workers. And I'm particularly familiar with this because my ex-husband spent 9 months, twice a week, adjusting the workers on the site. And unfortunately, people were not aware of the dangers from the toxicity. But those who are still alive, though many are in poor health, like my ex, say they wish they could have done more. Just imagine the caring, compassion, commitment, and kindness of the men and women who worked and assisted at Ground Zero.
Yes, that's quite true, and a tribute and a profound thanks forever to all of those people, including your ex-husband. Moving on to Be Kind to Humankind, we have so much to cover, so I want to say you're very kind to jump on the show today to share that wonderful topic with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. This week was actually founded by a woman. Her name is Lorraine Jara. And she created it to inspire people to give a little bit of themselves in simple ways. And she even named the days. She called Thursday Thoughtful Thursday. And certainly today being Thursday, we are giving a lot of thought to what we are talking about. And she said Saturday, she designated Saturday as Speak Kind Words Day. And of course, we don't need a special week, we don't need a special day, but somehow we actually, in a sense, because life is so busy, need these reminders. There's a wonderful way to speak kind words, and it's on social media, because so many people use Facebook and Instagram and Twitter to be unkind, to criticize and bully people. And you know that Facebook and Instagram and the other internet companies actually have employees and AI robots. AI is artificial intelligence robots, searching for the mean and nasty messages. But it seems that no matter how many they prevent, other people find ways of hurting people. So with a wonderful idea, and you don't have to wait for Saturday, to post something beautiful, meaningful, lovely, helpful, and kind.
Absolutely. Be Kind to One Another is how Ellen DeGeneres ends her show each and every day. She concludes with Be Kind to One Another, and I don't even turn off the show till I hear those words. I love hearing it from her. I love people that come from that place, that come from a happy place, a compassionate place, a fun place. The world has so much negativity. I truly seek out positivity, be it in books, television, friendships, etc.
Wonderful. I totally agree with you. We need to do that. You know, everyone, the rich, the poor, the young, the old, regardless of race, religion, or ethnic background, we all struggle with our own challenges and pain and fears and insecurities, and a simple act of kindness matters so much. It brings a smile to people's faces. It lightens their load. Just yesterday, in fact, I was talking to a woman, and I said to her, you know, you're a really beautiful, and she was a really beautiful woman, and the smile that lit up her face, I could feel the whole energy in the room changed because she's a healthcare worker. It's a lot of work for these people, and she really appreciated that. So it's a simple thing that we can do. Certainly you want to do something that's true, but the fact is we can always, if we look for it, find something kind to say to people. You know, there's so much stress, as Joyce just said, so much stress, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, social, financial, spiritual, and for many people, it's a combination. And for the person who makes the gesture, a kind word, a smile, a hug, something wonderful happens. So it happens to the receiver, and it happens to the giver.
Absolutely. Jackie Chan said, sometimes it takes only one act of kindness and caring to change a person's life. I totally agree with that. One act, and if it was that profound, they will remember it forever. Harold S. Kushner, a world-renowned rabbi, said two things for people, not because of who they are or what they do in return, but because of who you are. Princess Diana said, carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward, safe in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you. Andrew Iskander said, because that's what kindness is. It's not doing something for someone else because they can't, but because you can. And Scott Adams said, remember, there's no such thing as a small act of kindness. Every act creates a ripple effect with no logical end. That's why we say pay it forward, pay it backward. There is that ripple effect. Back to you, Beverly.
What beautiful quotes you just shared. Absolutely beautiful. And from a real cross-section of many different people from many different walks of life. You know, just as you do a lot of reading, I do. We may be reading some of the same things, some of them different. I'm reading a lot of biographies and memoirs of famous people. And one of the things that really struck me is that in these books, they reveal their struggles, their traumas, their insecurities. No one is free of that. And they talk about or have written about the people who did them kind deeds, help them along the way. I'm also reading a lot of psychology books, and this is a really important thing because the books now specifically are describing what it's like for people who go through life with a poor self-image, and often their image is damaged by people close to them, people they love, people who really weren't aware of the importance of kindness. And so as we bring this out today, it's so meaningful and important. The books that are most important to me right now are the books that are the latest research on the brain.
I'm reading a book, Here Comes Howard Stern. We're both reading it, actually, and I was stunned because I've never been a Howard fan, but he takes such care to make a difference with each and every person, each and every story. I was just going to read the ones I can relate to because the book is so huge. But you said how good it was, so on your suggestion, I'm reading them all. So thank you for letting me know how fabulous it is. It is fabulous.
I love the book, and finding out how he's changed, actually changed quite a lot from what he was originally, the type of person, but yes, the care he gives, and also finding out about all of these people, things we didn't know. And I don't know if you came to the part yet, he and his wife rescue animals, mostly cats, but they have found homes for over 1,000 cats. His wife, Beth, actually goes out early in the morning every day to look for feral cats that she can save and find a home for. They've set up several rooms in their own home to keep the cats until they find a home for them. I thought that was quite amazing because certainly not only is it kind to the animals, which is certainly a wonderful thing, but do you know, people respond to having a pet, and many times they either can't afford one or they can't find one, and they appreciate it so much when they're able to have a pet and they don't have to literally pay for the pet, but have someone come in that they can love. So, yeah, I love the book. Thank you for bringing it up.
My biggest complaint about the book, it's so big and so heavy, I can't take it anywhere. I can't even lift it to read it. I have to read it lying down and on the bed because it's that heavy, that big. I wish he did it in two volumes, but other than that, every word, it's just so very, very well done. Here comes Howard Stern, or Howard Stern Comes Again, I think that's it.
Yeah, so, Comes Again.
Howard Stern Comes Again, sounds right. Okay, so would you be kind enough to continue, Beverly Nadler?
Yes, and I do want to say that neither Joyce nor I received anything for suggesting that you read this book. It will give you a tremendous insight, not only to him, but to the whole thing we're talking about, kindness. Okay, so as I started to say before, the most important things that I'm reading right now, or the most important books, are the latest research on the brain. Because with technology today, neuroscientists are actually doing brain imaging. In other words, they can see a brain, I'm going to say, in action. They can see how the brain actually responds to literally everything. To certain foods, to thoughts, behaviors, emotions, stresses, gestures, and words. They can see what areas of the brain light up positively, meaning good for us, that promotes health. And they can see what areas show signs of depression and negativity. Our response to everything now can literally be seen. And one of the most important and profound things that neuroscientists are discovering is how positive and life-enhancing words and acts of kindness, caring, and compassion are for the receiver and for the giver. So this is not just words that Joyce and I are throwing out here. We are actually, not we, but the neuroscientists, are seeing proof of this by actually seeing how our brains are literally flooded with the what we call feel-good chemicals like dopamine and serotonin and oxytocin. And this, and oxytocin, by the way, is known as the love hormone. Our nervous system is actually an extension of our brain. And so when these neurons, when these happy chemicals flood our brain and nervous system, which directs every system in our body, we are actually creating positive chemistry in our own physical bodies that heal us as well as help others.
Absolutely. And I know for me, when I do anything kind for someone, especially a random act of kindness, it makes me happy. And let me share my happy poem with you all, because I'm feeling very happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And I share that because it really makes me feel that good when I'm kind, when I do random acts of kindness. I really look for that each and every day to make someone's world a little bit brighter because I said something complimentary or showed my appreciation for them. So that's all part of the same thing.
Very, very well said. You know, there's other scientific research on the value and the power of kindness and compassion and the healing power of touch. When you touch someone with a caring feeling, what actually happens is quite amazing. In fact, you can give it a hug, actually helps relieve pain. A simple hug triggers the release of the love hormone, oxytocin, and according to the research, it can reduce emotional and physical pain by 64%. I thought that was amazing. A 20-second hug a day reduces stress and blood pressure, and a 10-second hug helps fight infections, boost your immune system, eases depression, and lessens fatigue. Is that amazing? And of course,
it is extraordinary.
Yeah, you may be familiar with Dr. McCullough. He's an MD, and he has a lot of things that he's written on the site, and he's got his own big website. And he's saying that hugging has just as much benefit for the person doing the hugging as the person being hugged. More proof of why we feel good when we do something kind.
Well, that is extraordinary proof because it's scientific. So better than that, than any alternative facts that is validated. Go ahead.
And you know, we also need to be kind to ourselves because we feel stress, anxiety, or hurt. Well, one of the things that we can do is place your hand on your heart and concentrate on the warmth generated between your hand. And you can think of someone or something that you love as you do that. According to the Texas psychology professor, Christian Neff, he says, gentle touch is a key trigger of compassion. So this gesture can invoke a calming response. And she found that women who practiced techniques like this instantly felt, believe it or not only more peace, but also more grateful, more confident, and more at ease. Interesting scientific research, the proof of how wonderful it is to be kind to others and be kind to ourselves. And there's more. I said there's more. I want to give you a chance. I know you must have something valuable to add to this.
Yes, what's valuable to add is our proof that listening to this show every day will make you feel better, will release those things to decrease stress. And here in the words of our health guru, her own words, is why you should be listening and listening every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And we ask that you do that with a very simple act of kindness, kind to yourself, kind to others, by going to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And right under my picture on the homepage, upper left, if you click on follow, you will know about our show. You will know about our guests. You will be advised every day. You can go to the archives, hear any of our shows. For 8 years of shows, they're all there. You can arrow down for the topic that interests you. You could arrow down for the guests that interest you. You click on Beverly Nadler, all her shows will come up. So we invite you to be kind to yourself and others and share our positive, uplifting show on JoyceBarryAndFriends.com.
I'd like to take a moment to commend someone who is extremely kind, a woman I know who actually went out of her way to create something that could add something positive and lovely to people's lives every day. She's my very, very dear friend, and she is the host of this wonderful show. That's you, Joyce.
I didn't see that coming.
To let you know that you are, in my estimation, regardless of what's going on in your life, because we all have, everybody struggles with, you know, some things, whatever's going on, you want to make sure that people have the opportunity to tune into something that is going to uplift them, that is going to kind of make their day. So with much appreciation, I'm on this show, and it is an honor for me to be on it.
It's an honor for me to have you. You always do an outstanding job. Your poems are great. Your research is great. And most importantly, you are great. Back to you.
Thank you. I want to say something else that's really about being kind to yourself, something that I found very interesting and unusual. Science reveals that relief from stress and sadness is literally at our fingertips. When we touch an object with a particular texture, it's that tactile sensation forms connections in the brain that trigger positive emotions. And this comes from a study of the University of Michigan. It works for a variety of ailments. Studies show that, believe it or not, snuggling with a stuffed animal decreases pain by 16%. Petting a dog or a cat, these are live now, lowers the stress hormone cortisol, and cradling a warm beverage for 3 minutes can dramatically reduce feelings of loneliness. I was amazed at this particular research.
Well, the one thing, the stuffed animal is better than a real live animal. It's a lot less costly to take care of. No trips to the vet, no special foods. I do love stuffed animals, but I love real ones as well.
Oh, well, it didn't say it was better. They simply said how it helps some people, unfortunately.
I know. I'm just saying why it's better in a joking fashion. I know they didn't say it's better. So I just wanted to make that point.
You know, at nursing homes and assisted living homes, somebody comes in at least once a week to bring an animal, usually a dog, because dogs are much, much easier to train than cats. And the dog, the people pet them there, and it's such a feeling of, you just feel the peace that comes to the people who are in the homes, that they have this beautiful thing to love. But what particularly, I love stuffed animals too, and I still have them. I didn't think about cradling them, though. And the warm beverage for 3 minutes, I thought that was amazing information. And, you know, research is really doing so much to help people to have a better life. And so much of that better life comes from doing things that are kind, that are compassionate, that are caring, that are empathetic. In fact, there are several books out now, and one that I read a review on. I haven't read the book yet, but I intend to. It's called The War for, I don't know how to use war, I don't like that word, but nevertheless, it's called The War for Kindness, Building Empathy in a Fractured World. And it's by Jamel Zaki, a neuroscientist with a strong interest in morality. And he claims, he works at the neuroscience laboratory at that university, and he claims that humans are the kindest species on the planet and that our kindness is a highly evolved trait. And he sees our tendency to help one another, and this is all quoted in his book, even at a cost to ourselves, and we know that that's true. Many people, especially during times of disaster and crisis and calamities, people will risk their lives to help others. And he sees that as a vital survival skill, that when people do this, even at a cost to themselves, they are, of course, rescuing other people, but they are also demonstrating this kindness and spreading more of it. And I didn't know that there was more than one type of human species, but apparently there is, because he believes that Homo sapiens, that's us, thrived as other human species died out, precisely because we evolved to have lower testosterone levels, softer, more emotionally expressive faces, and larger eye whites, all the better to look out for each other, understand each other's feelings, and work together. I thought it was kind of fascinating, the things that they have discovered. So there are books now, because science is obviously realizing the importance and the value of kindness.
I want to go back for a moment to the stuffed animals, because this is extraordinary. I had cataracts removed from who I say is the most extraordinary ophthalmologist in Palm Beach County. I had both of them removed. But let me just say why I'm singling him out right here, right now. After the surgery is over and it's totally painless and he does an amazing job, immediately an assistant comes into the room with a whole basket of stuffed animals right after, and she lets you pick out the one you want. So I tell him I always recommend people to him because they can't miss out on the stuffed animals. So I have his on my dresser facing me in my room. I picked the National Bird of Florida, and I picked a loving teddy bear. So right after the cataracts, they have a whole basket of stuffed animals. How special is that to do that?
Wow. What a wonderful, wonderful gesture, and what a wonderful doctor you have discovered. That is really something. Somewhere he may have...
I just
want
to say, if you want the stuffed animal or that surgery, the Palm Beach Eye Center is 561-433-5200. I never like to talk about a resource without telling you how to connect with that resource. So it's Jay Walsheim, Palm Beach Eye Center, 433-5200 for an adorable stuffed animal or the best eye doctor in Florida. Okay, back to you.
What a fascinating story, and that is delightful. And to know that this doctor, whether he read about it or had some idea, but just to even do that, just delightful. I love it. I want to talk about some of the people, regular people like you and me, a couple of which may be famous, but most of them are just regular people who just felt the importance of kindness. And I'm going to begin with a lady named Edie Moser. Her name is spelled E-D-I-E Moser. She had a heart attack, and after recovering, doctors suggested a daily walk as part of her cardiac therapy. And she...
Oh, dear. Oh dear. Beverly, you're not there, and wow, I don't even know if we're connected to the show. I know I'm not connected to Beverly. It's hard to tell if I'm on the show as well. I'll try to call back in. No, my phones are dead. Wow, so much for that. The phones are dead. We must have had another outage. Wow. Switchboard, everything just went dead. So much for that. Okay, I can't even get us back in. Okay, just got back in. We had a major technical issue, so we are back on air. Beverly, are you there?
Yes, I am. Okay.
The whole thing just shut down in the studio. All right, we're back live. Go ahead, Beverly.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about some of the people that have done some just lovely things. A lady named Edie Moser had a heart attack, and the doctors suggested to take a daily walk as part of her cardiac therapy. And so as she walked down her town, she lived in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, she realized that just walking was helping her. And one day, while she was walking, it struck her that she had a therapy tool in her arsenal. She was a hugger. She loved hugging people. And so she decided, she just called out to the next woman who walked past with a friendly smile and said, "Would you like a hug?" And the stranger happily agreed. And Edie opened her arms and folded her in a warm embrace. She closed her eyes and she literally let her anxieties and concerns fall away for a full 20 seconds. She was enjoying the heart-to-heart contact. And when they finally broke the hug, Edie saw in the stranger's eyes that the hug had brought her joy, and they parted with a sincere and loving thank you. And as Edie continued walking down, she realized that not only was this person that she had hugged feeling good, but she was mindful that something was happening to her. She could literally feel joy, peace, and something that she couldn't even name flooding her heart, flooding her soul, and she just knew that others can benefit from this. And so she decided that the ability to quietly show someone love was so important, and it's something that she decided to do. She actually created a Facebook group, and she called it Hug Mobsters, Armed with Love, and she began hugging her way literally through street festivals, art shows, parades, all across the state of Pennsylvania, and eventually decided to extend her hugging powers to Oregon, Washington, D.C., New York City. And during a trip on her 60th birthday to the streets of Ireland, and in each place, participants smile, laugh, and even cry when they accept a hug from Edie. And what she says is there's a lot of love transmitted in this gesture. Even if they don't realize they do, everyone needs a hug. That's what one of the recipients told her. And what Edie says is, in a society divided by so many things, hugs have the ability to bring us together. And I want people to know that we all have the capacity to love and be loved. Whenever I get a hug, I want the people to know they're loved. And in return, I know I have helped my own heart heal, literally.
Wow, great, great story. Very inspiring. Ronald Reagan said, we can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone. I love that. I really love that because it hits it on the head. Kindness begins with the understanding that we all struggle. Charles Glassman said that. We never think of what's going on behind someone else's doors. Even though we may think that everything is right with them, we never know what isn't. So kindness begins with the understanding that we all struggle. Amelia Earhart said, a single act of kindness throws out roots in all directions, and the roots spring up and make new trees. Lucius Annica Seneca says, whenever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for kindness. And Bob Carey said, unexpected kindness is the most powerful, least costly, and most underrated agent of human change. I definitely agree with that also. It's quite underrated, and yet it's so powerful, least costly, and makes a profound difference in the life of that person you're trying to reach, and it comes right back to you. That's called good karma.
Oh, boy. Beautiful, beautiful quotes. There's a stockbroker who is comes from a very wealthy family that's actually... His family owns a $1 billion shipping business. He himself, his name is Leon Logothetis. He was a stockbroker, and he was disillusioned and frustrated by what he was doing. And he quit his job in search of a more meaningful life. He moved to L.A. for whatever reason, and as he walked down, he came from London, L.A.'s Hollywood Boulevard in February 2013, he saw a sign scrawled in black marker on the back of a cardboard box, and it caught his eye. It was a homeless chap who was holding it, he says. And it read, kindness is the best medicine. That was it. This is what he read. And something about those words, Leon says, rammed straight into me. It was an epiphany. And inspired, he decided to turn his revelation into an international franchise to promote kindness. He set out to travel around the world looking for kindness in strangers and then repaying their generosity in dramatic fashion. Everyone thought I was mad, he says. And he chronicles his journey in the Netflix series, The Kindness Diaries, which now is currently streaming its second season on Netflix. If you have Netflix, I suggest that you may want to look at this. But I feel like it's my duty in some way to be kind to people. And this was a way that he could do it on an epic level. So he traveled around in his yellow VW Beetle, goes from big cities, small towns, relying solely on strangers he meets. Imagine receiving kindness and then giving it back. They give him shelter, food, and gas, but he gives as good as he gets. And so far, he's done some wonderful deeds, from building the second floor of a school for underprivileged children in Peru, to feeding orphans in Costa Rica, to helping save 100 stray dogs in Ecuador. And interesting, he says, kindness has gotten a bad rap these days, but kindness is profoundly strong. People see it as being soft, but it is a profound strength. And so he has a new book coming out, Go Be kind. And he said, my definition of kindness is helping someone feel less alone, to give someone something to smile about. And when you're doing that, you're being kind.
And you're most kind to participate with us each and every week and make a difference in so many lives. Beverly's website is BeverlyNadler.com, and briefly share why people should take that moment to check out your website.
Well, you can be kind to yourself by learning a lot of things. It's an educational website on physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health and healing, filled with resources. Also has some of my poetry on there, and, you know, people feel good when they read poetry. It has recommendations for other resources, lots of articles on health and healing. So it's a way to be kind to yourself. And there's a book on there called Vibrational Harmony. And this book actually explains the things that people have puzzlement about, just how things work in the world, why there's positive and so much negativity, and what we can do about it, how the mind works. And you can find out more about that book on my website, along with my coaching and a lot of other good things that would be good for you.
Yes, I want to say it's definitely worthwhile going there. And real quick, there's one called, what is it, with the business where they get the free e-books?
Oh, yes, vibrationalharmony.biz. And it's like, but that biz has nothing to do with business except the business of healing and helping yourself. And, yes, there's two books on there. One of them is Laws of the Body, because so much of my work is on Laws of the Mind, that you'll find on my own, you know, my regular Beverly Nadler website. And the other is on stress, dealing with stress. And, yes, it's something that I do like to offer special people, and I consider and all of the people who listen to this show to be special people.
And you are special as well. Okay, so what else do you want to say about kindness? I know you have a poem to share with us. Is it called Kindness?
Let me see where the poem is, because I have so many more people I was going to talk about. it's actually called Kindness. Be kind. It's such a wonderful, being kind is such a wonderful thing. It opens our hearts. It makes our souls sing. It shows we truly care for one another, that deep inside we know we're all sisters and brothers. Everyone is on a difficult journey, you know. Our challenges are meant to help us grow, but many experiences in life are very discouraging. So we need to hear words that are very encouraging. When we're lonely or anxious and someone is kind, it does so much to soothe a troubled mind. Kindness can wipe away a sad child's tears. Kindness can bring hope where once there was only fear. Perhaps you've heard say it forward, pay it forward. It means help a stranger. By heeding the sign, if you see something, do something, you can help prevent danger. Ask yourself, what can I do that would be a good deed? How can I assist someone in need? A smile, a gentle touch, a warm look in your eyes reveals kindness and compassion that nothing can disguise. Kind words of gratitude and appreciation go a long way. A simple thank you can brighten someone's day. So remember to be kind in all you say and do. Not only are you helping others, your kindness always returns to you.
And that is the law of karma. So do everything to generate good karma. I want to share something I wrote called You've Made a Difference, along
the lines
of what we're speaking.
Today and every day, I feel very blessed because you are in my life. You are simply the best. You really are special in all you say and do. You've made a difference in my life. I'm so thankful to have you. What can I do? What can I say? You really are amazing in every single way. You are wonderful and wise. You are powerful and strong. With you in my life, what could possibly go wrong? Just so you know, what I strive to be is always there for you, as you are always there for me. I know the angel sent you. I know how much you care. You are clearly in my life because God has put you there. That is my an original poem. You've made a difference. And I'm always sure to let people know when they have. As I let you know, Beverly, how much I appreciate you as an author, as a friend, as a poet, as a radio guest, a really good one at that. So thank you yet again.
What a beautiful poem. Absolutely beautiful. I know you always tell me how much you love my poems, and I may have more poems than you have written, but yours are really quite beautiful and well thought out and very meaningful. So thank you for that. I don't know if that was a dedication to me or just to all of the people that listen to this show who are your special friends, but I'm going to take it as a compliment to me also. And I go right back to you, my friend.
And absolutely, it's a dedication to you and anyone else that's been there for me and been a great guest and been a kind friend. So, yes, starting with you at the very top. Okay, time is kind of running out here. You said you had some other people you wanted to share about.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner. She's well known. She has a website called Spark Kindness, and surprisingly, she is working with Walmart. And she said that Walmart funds acts of kindness that its employees carry out in their communities. And she says, I have seen Walmart's generosity in real time when disaster strikes. They provide essentials to families and communities in need, but it's the kindness of associates that stands out in my mind. And so she has, it's actually not, sorry, it's not a website, it's the hashtag Spark Kindness, and it started in June 12th, and it's a campaign on social media, and it's to encourage people to perform their own acts of kindness and to share them, which is a wonderful thing. And she says, from simple acts like volunteering, even to buy a stranger a cup of coffee, or to highlight different things that people have done on social platforms. And that will take away a lot from the pain that people are reading on social platforms that are very unkind. And I really want to mention to people, they don't have to read things that are unkind. You can pass them by. They're not something that you have to look at. There are people, unfortunately, and perhaps their lives were touched by a lot of pain, but they feel they have to criticize and condemn. You don't have to partake of that. I know of many movie stars who say, I never, ever go on social media. I don't want to see the negative comments. So, but beautiful comments like what Jennifer is talking about is lovely. And I want to talk about a simple thing. Neighbors in the town of Auburndale, Massachusetts, these residents decided that this little two-year-old neighbor was born deaf. And believe it or not, 20 of them started taking sign language so that they could talk to this little girl. Her name is Samantha. And I thought, that what a beautiful thing. And a person who organized weekly classes just now can sign a few words with Sam. And she said, Sam signs back to her, silly lady. And her final statement on this is that Sam is doing more for our community than we did for her because she brought so many of us together. I thought that was a lovely, lovely gesture.
That's definitely an out-of-the-box gift. And talking about out-of-the-box, my website is joycebarrie.com, my official website, B-A-R-R-I-E, which will let you know about my seminar programs, my coaching across America that I can do via a phone. I don't have to be there with you. I love to coach, whether one-on-one or en masse an environment with a lot of people. And here, if you go to my website, joycebarrie.com, these are some of my favorite endorsements.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson. I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed? Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
CoachJoyce@AOL.com. In the subject line, just put the kindness. I always like to know the show that had you check out my website. So you put kindness, Dash Beverly. I'll know it's this show that inspired you to get to me. So you want to do that. And in the text of the email, I'll put your name, phone number, best time to reach you, and what you'd like to talk to me about. It might be about finding out if coaching is right for you, or you want to recommend a great new guest, or you want to comment about our show, whatever it is, CoachJoyce@AOL.com, and absolutely reference the show. Like I said, I do get to them when I can, but I like to know why you got to me, who inspired you to do just that. Okay, as we're winding down, what message do you want to leave our audience?
I'm going to leave a message that actually I'm sharing that someone wrote. Name is Cynthia Yip, and it was a message that she started leaving after her mother passed away. Her mother was someone who just did kind things, and in her grieving, she was trying to figure out a way to honor her mom. And what she came up with was just leaving uplifting notes for strangers in random places. And she has left hundreds of notes, and some people have contacted her, some of them just leaving her in places, in subway stations, cafe tables, and some on Instagram. And some of the people who found her messages say, I'm so thankful I found this. It's exactly what I needed today. And another one that she left was, I just lost my dad. Another one that responded to one of her messages, you can't believe what finding this means to me. And so I'm going to close with one of the messages that she has left just for someone to find. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for waking up this morning to face another day in your amazing life. No matter how many obstacles you might have had to overcome this year, always remember, you are never alone. You are stronger than you think. Life is never perfect for anyone, but you have the power to make the best of it.
Oh, my goodness, that gave me chills. It was so good. It was so inspiring. I want to thank you, Beverly, for being inspiring always and another great show. And, folks, I want to leave you with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, as I stated in the show, pay it backwards, pay it forward, random acts of kindness, be happy, join us with singing and dancing and laughter, because when you have those good feelings through you, they become contagious for everyone else. So you can join us right here, right now. Sing along with us, dance along with us to the Joyce Barry Mass. Thank you. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.